back. Welcome back to the Quest. We're on our pledge drive, and it's really good to have you with us. And of course, we do this only twice a year. And if you'd like to continue to support Catholic Radio, by all means, call us at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. I'm Matt Curry, and I'm here with Steve. And Steve.
It's the Steve Hi, Hour.
It's the Steve Hour. All right.
Steve Stolenskowski here along, and Steve Conson.
Conson, right.
Conson, Steve, thank you for being here with us this hour. Folks, thank you for calling in last hour. Give you a little update. We do have a goal each hour of raising about $3,000. Last hour, we did $2,395. So close. But you know what? You can still call in and say, hey, what were you short last hour? Let's see. Can I do math really fast? $605. $605 if you'd like to finish out our last hour and get us up to that $3,000 goal, because we do have a $3,000 goal this hour as well. So give us a shout, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. We're going to visit this hour with Steve Conson. It's like, when I say that, I think of Wisconsin, but it's the second.
I was born there.
Are you kidding me?
Racine, Wisconsin, yep. I always tell people, yeah, it's like Wisconsin, but with a K, so.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. Yeah. So they named the state after you.
Yes, they did. Maybe. I don't know.
Tell us a little more about yourself, Steve.
Gee, I don't know. Where do you want me to begin?
Well, we already went back to Wisconsin, so we might as well continue from there.
Yeah. So, okay. So I was born in Wisconsin. My family moved to Pittsburgh. I'm one of seven children. I graduated from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, was educated in Pittsburgh, where I met my wife, Mary Lou. Mary Lou was a nurse at St. Francis Hospital in Lawrenceville, and I was a pharmacy student at Duquesne. And so we met, and we courted and got engaged after a few years, and was married in 1975, the week after I graduated from Duquesne Pharmacy School. And we stayed in Pittsburgh for a while. I worked with one of the local drug chains for about 18 years. We have two children, two boys, Stephen and Elliot. Both are married, and we have two grandchildren, Stella Rose and Stephen Atticus. They live in Virginia with their mom and dad, Stephen and Andy, and our younger son, Elliot, and his wife, Paige, live right here in Cumming. So that's my life story. Thanks very much. And now I'll...
let's talk a little bit about The Quest. I mean, while you're here in the studio, some of your favorite programming on The Quest that's available.
Oh, so we were... The one thing that I liked the most was the little snippets about the saints, excuse me. The thing that I like about The Quest is that, you know, you can turn it on, and you've got some really great program in the afternoon family room. There's the Sunrise Morning Show that you have. So you can turn it on just about any hour of the day, and I think you're going to find some really faith-based, grounded conversation, suggestion, things about the Lord that you're not going to hear any other place. You know, you can turn off all the electronic algorithms that are running our lives sometimes with the devices and the social media, but you can turn on Quest and you can kind of recenter yourself and listen to some of the really wonderful things that are going on in the church, in the church community, and at Quest. You know, listen to great guests. A lot of the different priests that come on have a lot of really great insightful information and guidance, and you're always going to pick up something that's going to be helpful.
Steve, who do you think, which people out there listening right now, do you think should support The Quest?
Oh, I think anybody who's listening should support The Quest. You don't have to be a Catholic.
It wasn't a trick question.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you really think about it, this voice needs to be heard. It's very helpful. You know, the Lord inspired the team to bring this station to fruition. It's out there. It's needed. I guess from what I understand, there's It's just not Catholics that listen to this station. It's people from all different faith lives. And I think that's really interesting, because I think it just demonstrates that everybody's looking for the truth and for help and for information and for just community. And I think Quest is part of bringing all that together and contributing to it, benefits everybody. So,
well, and you great point up, Steve, is that it's Catholic radio, but it's not just for Catholics. But here's the point. The word Catholic means universal. Means universal. So Catholic radio is for everyone. And one thing, I think a point that was brought up, there are many of our brothers and sisters who are opposed to the Catholic Church, anti-Catholic, but we certainly are not opposed to their faith. We're just sad that we're separated. Right. We want to be brought back together. We want to be united.
Right.
The one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we want to come back together and be together. And so, it really is. Catholic radio is for everybody. And some of the statistics, 25%, according to the priests that I talk to across the nation, 25% of people who are coming to the RCIA classes are from Catholic radio. So they're not Catholics, they're listening. Father just shared with us earlier today that many people that come into the confessional are coming to the confessional after 20 years away, 20, 30 years, because of Catholic radio. I've taken personal calls from people saying, I'm not Catholic, but I love what I'm hearing. I love the Divine Mercy Chaplet. That's such a beautiful prayer. What is that? So it's here for everybody.
Right.
So who should be supporting the Quest?
Everybody.
If you're hearing our voice right now, we need you to call in 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. And some of you are saying, Steve, I already gave. I'm going to challenge you. Did you give a one-time gift? Did you give a one-time gift to the Quest? Well, I'm going to ask you to go back to that and pray about making that one-time gift a monthly gift. And here's why. First fruits. Two words. First fruits. A lot of times we have the tendency to say, well, at the end of the month, I'll see what the Lord gets. And whatever is left after I pay my bills, that's what the Lord gets. That's not first fruits. First fruits are saying, I'm going to give generously, no matter what happens in my life, and I'm going to trust that the Lord is going to make that possible. I would give you my personal phone number, but that would be silly, so you can call this number if I'm wrong, okay? You step out and you say, okay, I'm going to make a pledge. I'm going to do a monthly pledge, and I'm going to trust that the Lord's going to take care of me. And if that doesn't work, okay, if the Lord doesn't take care of you, call this number, 470-508-1160, and say, that dude on the radio named Steve, he lied. The Lord didn't take care of me. But I'm not concerned, because that's not going to happen. Instead, I want you to call that number, 470-508-1160, and say, I will make a monthly pledge. I gave a one-time pledge yesterday or today. I want to make that a monthly pledge, and I want to see what the Lord's going to do in my life. Every time you challenge the Lord with gratitude and with generosity, and he will respond in like kind. Would you agree, Steve?
That's very true. That's been my experience several times.
Can you share any personal experiences of a story? And I'll tell a story, and I'll let you both, also Matt, think of a story. So here's an example, a specific example of my life. My parish sent me a letter saying we're doing a capital campaign, and here's what we want you to give. And I opened the letter, and I read it, and I looked at my wife, and I said, what are they on crack? What are they thinking? There's no way I can afford this kind of money. And when I said that, I felt like the Lord is tapping me on the shoulder and saying, what, you don't trust me? So I kind of just set it aside, and then I went to prayer, and I talked to my wife the next day, and I said, you know, when I said that to you, that I, you know, that this, there's no way we can afford this, I felt like the Lord was putting a challenge out there for me. And so we signed the letter. I sent it back to the church and said, okay, I will give this amount to the capital campaign over the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. It was a 3-year pledge. And that year, okay, within a couple months, I was working where I worked. They gave me a raise for the exact amount that I pledged to the church. So the entire amount, the entire amount. That was my raise. And I told Jacinta, I didn't even ask for this raise.
Yeah.
They gave it to me. And I felt the Lord saying, yeah, I'm trustworthy. That's my story.
Okay. Mary Lou and I moved here about 15 years ago. And we've been fortunate enough to also have a little cabin up in the mountains. And there's a church up there. It's one of our favorite churches. It's our Our Lady of the Mountains up in Jasper. And when we first went there, Father Byrd was there, and you know, he had big plans of doing different things, and the church had some needs, and we just really fell in love with the church. And I'm trying to think the gentleman's name, but anyway, the controller for the church was up talking. I think this was maybe the second or third time we had been there, was talking about the needs that the parish had. And he went through a litany of all these different needs that they had to encourage the parishioners to continue to contribute and whatnot. And then he said something to the effect that, and this doesn't even, include the organ that we need for the church. And so Mary Lou and I were looking at one another, and we said, oh, well, we can do that. And so we anonymously did that, and that was about 10 years ago, so I can talk about it now. But we never thought about it. We just said we wanted to do that. And, you know, we are like everybody else. We have a budget and so much money and things like that, but we own our own company. And anyway, things evolved in the next several months. And, you know, it was a contribution that God helped us make, because things improved over the course of the next 3 or 4 months for the businesses that we had. And, you know, it all worked out. So, you know, we really didn't give it a second thought, and it was a blessing for us. And we loved to go there. Father Byrd did a beautiful job with the music program there, and it enabled them to do a lot. And it, every time we go there, we just, we're thankful that we did that, because it meant a lot to that community. So if you have the ability to touch a community like that and do something like that, I suggest you do it, because God will give you whatever you need when you need it. And
you have that opportunity right now to help a huge community, millions of people who are listening to The Quest on the radio and on our app online right now. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can give online, thequestatlanta.com. My name is Steve. I'm in studio with Steve Sconson and Matt Curry. And Matt, I didn't forget you. Do you have a story you'd like to share about? We've been talking about gratitude and responding with generosity and the Lord's response to generosity.
Well, it's interesting, because as you were talking, I was thinking, what I'm hearing here is divine providence, right? If you give, much will be given to those that give, right? It's the measure by which you will be measured. So my story is a little different. When Steve sat down, he looked at my little name badge here, and he goes, what's MOSB? Well, that stands for Men of St. Bridget. And so I've been a chief servant of the Men of St. Bridget for the last 6 years or so. And one of the things that came out of that was I sat down with the pastor to make certain that what we are doing represents what he wants us as, you know, Catholic gentlemen to do. One of the things that was involved is we cook for the parish picnic. And I said, oh, really? And he goes, yes. We have 1,100 people coming next week, and you guys are cooking. And I was, quite frankly, terrified. How do you cook for 1,100 people? So divine providence in a different manner, rather than the gift giving, it was the rallying of parishioners who came to my aid. And there have been a number of guys who are dear friends now that were able to help me understand, how do you cook for 1,100 people? And it takes a village, of course, and it's a huge event, but it's free to everyone. And it went very, very well. But for that moment, when I thought, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to do this. Well, I didn't have to. We have a community. And when everybody bands together, it makes it. I think your point earlier, Steve, was rising tide lifts all boats. Well, that's what the Quest is intended to do, is to help lighten your load, to bring you joy, to bring you hope. And if you like what you hear and you want to hear more of it, call 470-508-1160. 1160 and make a pledge. Again, 470-508-1160, or go online to thequestatlanta.com.
Folks, we want to thank Mary, who checked in and gave a very nice gift. Mary, thank you for that. Also, Alan gave us a gift this hour. We are also joined by Joan and Susan, who checked in, giving a very, very nice gift and a leadership gift from Marlene. So,
all right, Marlene.
Thank you, Marlene, for that leadership gift. And Janet. Janet checking in this hour. You can join in the fun, 470-508-1160 or on thequestatlanta.com. We're just talking about the Lord's generosity. My name is Steve. I'm joined by Steve and Matt. So it's the Steve, and Matt show. And, of course, Dom. Dom's in our show, too. Dom, you can be our friend. Folks, we do need your help. And I want to share another story so you can think of another story of gratitude. And this flips things on its head. I'm a guy who likes, when I need things, I just go and get them. And so my wife is always, and my children are complaining, Dad, we can't buy you any gifts because when you want it, you just go and buy it. So, when you want something for your birthday, you're like, well, what do you need? Well, I bought it last week. I needed it. So I'm not going to wait for you to buy it for my birthday, right? Well, I feel like the Lord says that to me sometimes, too. I was executive director for Real Presence Radio for 14 years, a network of 28 radio stations in the upper Midwest. And I needed, and that's what I did for the last 14 years, I needed a boardroom table. I had a staff of 15 people that I hired over the 14 years, and we could no longer meet around our 6-foot table. We were spread out. And so I was like, well, Lord, I need a board table. And I went online and I looked up for a table that was within my budget, and I put it in my checkout cart. And I felt the Lord saying to me, you know how your wife and children are always saying to you, everything you want, you just go out and get it and you don't wait? I felt the Lord saying to me, can I get that for you? I was like, can you get that for me? Like, Lord, I got it in the budget. I'll just buy it. It's like, can I get that for you? So I set it aside on my computer, and I did that for about a week. And every day I'd go back and I'd pull up my checkout cart. And as I was going to put checkout, the Lord's like, can I get that for you? What are you talking about? Can you get that? Can you get that for me? And so I kept putting aside, and I talked to my wife about it. I said, this is weird. I feel like the Lord is saying, why do you always go out and do everything yourself? Why can't I get stuff for you? And she said, I think you need to listen to that. A week later, a friend calls me and he says, Steve, do you need a board table? I said, yeah, I do actually. I need a 12-foot board table so I can get enough chairs around it for my staff. And he said, I have a table that was donated to us over here at another organization. And he said, we don't need it. He said, let me send you a picture. And this is where it gets a little crazy. He sends me a picture and I pulled it up. And then I went to my computer and I pulled up. It was the exact same table. Hmm.
That's great.
And I said, that's what you mean. Can I get that for you? Mm-hmm. Sometimes in our lives, the Lord is saying to us, I know you need that. I know you need it. It's, but can I get it for you? Can I get it for you? And so you might be thinking, Steve, I would love to support the quest, but I need this. Can the Lord get that for you? Maybe you should give to the quest and let the Lord get that for you. I'm going to let you pray about that. And here's the phone number as you pray about that. 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. Or online, thequestatlanta.com. We're going to step away in about 3 minutes. Any other gentlemen, if you got a story to share about gratitude, in my life, the Lord has been amazingly gracious, amazingly generous. And folks, you step out in faith, you step out in trust, He's going to be there with divine providence every time. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time there's been a shift in my life, God's always given me another door to go through. And it's always been something that he's always said to me, oh, you can do better than that. Or I think this is a better way to go. And I have a couple really great stories I guess I could share about that personally. When we get back from the break, but
great tease. I like it. You should be in radio.
Okay. So stay tuned, but more importantly, pick up the phone and make a contribution to Quest. It's 470-508-1160, and I'll I'll tell you my story in a couple minutes.
All right. Or you can also give online at thequestatlanta.com. We have professionals in the studio right now. Steve and Matt, they are showing us how to do this, and what a great job you guys are doing. Thank you for being here with us. I'm having fun. This is fun.
Well, good.
I love sharing these stories.
I'm starting to have fun too.
Good. Let's keep having fun. We want to keep having fun, but we're going to have to get your phone calls, folks. 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or thequestatlanta.com. I think we're going to head to a break a little early, Dom, here, so we can have more time for that story. If you got a chance, or he'll cue something up for us. We're just going to step away for a couple of minutes so we can get a drink of water and come back. We're going to hear some more stories of faith. We want to hear your story. We want to hear your phone ring at 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. We will be right back.
Hi, this is AJ with The Quest. Did you know that we are on a mission to invite, inform, and inspire listeners like you? We want you to embrace your journey and take one step closer to God by not only listening, but engaging with us. In fact, we could use your help with making this vision a reality. I ask you to prayerfully consider joining us as a missionary to help with volunteer tasks at our studio in Roswell, Georgia. If you feel called to help and would like to learn more, please send us an email at info@thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
You're pregnant? What are you going to do? This response puts abortion on the table. Although what are you going to do is a common response, this is not what you say when your friend tells you about her unplanned pregnancy. Women are created to nurture life. No woman truly wants to kill her own child. Unplanned pregnancies can be scary. 74% of women who've had abortions say that if one person would have offered support to help them, they would have chosen life. This approach? Congratulations, you'll be a great mother and I'll help you, can be just what she needed to hear. God sent you to help her. Call 1-800-712-HELP to find the closest free pregnancy center. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hello, this is Steve Conson from St. Peter Chanel in Roswell, Georgia. My wife, Mary Lou, and I enjoy listening to and supporting AM 1160, The Quest. The Quest's great programming helps us to celebrate and better understand the wonderful gift of our faith. I really enjoy The Lesser-Known Saints with Ken and Chuck. So tune in live at The Quest.
This is Father Lino Otero, a priest in the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and this is one of my favorite prayers. Lord, you taught the hearts of faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in that same spirit right judgment and the joy of his comfort and guidance. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Here at The Quest, we often hear how our programs touch hearts and change lives. Now more than ever, people need to hear the truth and beauty of the Catholic faith. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on monthly donations to stay on the air. Please consider making a monthly donation to The Quest and help us continue to provide inspiring Catholic programming. Monthly donors are the lifeblood of the station. Visit thequestatlanta.com to donate. Thank you for your support.
This is The Quest, and we sure appreciate you staying with us this hour. We're talking about gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, and the Lord responding to our own response to his generosity. We'd like to thank Tim who checked in. I got his name on here twice. So, Tim, thank you for checking in twice. Okay. So, Tim gave a one-time gift, and then he called back and gave a monthly gift. So, he did both ends.
All right, yeah, Tim.
Terrific.
Way to go, Tim. Also, Parker called or gave in online in honor of Heidi, who was our guest last hour. And also, Mary gave in honor of Heidi, who was our guest last hour. So, thank you so much for that. Folks, keep the phones ringing. We are so grateful to you for helping us continue this work here. My name is Steve Splonskowski. I'm in studio with Steve Sconson and Matt Curry, and we're talking about stories. And so, Steve, you gave a little tease that you were going to share a story of the Lord working in gratitude in your life. So let's talk about that.
Okay, great. So I'll try to make this as concise as I can. So after 18 years working with one company in Pittsburgh, I chose to take a job out in Des Moines, Iowa. So my wife and I, you know, after almost 30 years in Pittsburgh, decided we're going to move. Well, Mary Lou had lived in Pittsburgh all her life, but I had moved, you know, to Boston when I was younger and back to Pittsburgh and whatnot. So I was used to moving, and I always loved it when I'll say the Lord gave us an opportunity to move, because your life just changes in a really good way. So I took this job. And we had a real nice home in Pittsburgh. And so I'm flying out, and we have, like, what, the usual four trips to look for a house with your wife, right? So Mary Lou and I, after four trips, Mary Lou concluded that she didn't want to leave Pittsburgh. And this was about 4 weeks into the new job. So I'm saying, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? You know? So we prayed on it. I prayed on it. I'm out there. She's taking care of two young kids at home. And, you know, I'm working with a real estate agent. And, you know, we were at a bit of an impasse, and I didn't know what to do. So I called my old job, and I asked them, hey, do you think I could get my old job back? And I said, are you kidding? So anyway, to make a long story short, our real estate agent got wind of a home that was coming up for sale. And she wanted to ask me if she wanted me to go and talk to the people to see if they would let us look at it before it got on the market. So the next morning we went over, and I took these pictures with a little instant camera and went to the 1 hour photo and had them processed. And I overnighted them to Mary Lou, and she called me the next morning crying on the phone. She says, I'm going to come to Iowa. She goes, you're not going to believe it. That's my dream home. She goes, she had pictures of this home from 10 years earlier. This was 1991 or 1992. The pictures, she cut it out of this magazine 10 years ago. And she has, Mary Lou's a very organized person, and she loves to file things. And this was in this file. She pulled it out. This was my dream home file. It was the exact house. It was a home that was built in Des Moines, Iowa, that it was in this magazine. And so you want to talk about divine providence in a way that's a little different, but it's still God was looking after us and saying, you know, we want you to be there. This is going to make Mary Lou happy. And, you know, we were very thankful because it was a great Catholic community out there. Our boys took advantage of some excellent educational opportunities, and it was a great work environment for me for a while. So it was the right thing to do. But it was just kind of funny how, you know, God allowed that to happen, and it changed our lives, because then that move was the move that set me on the course of all the things that I started doing after that. What I did at that job was a foundation for me. So it was a very interesting situation. So anyway, that's just one little cute story. I hope it didn't take too much time.
I love it, Steve. Yeah. That's awesome. Because it goes back to, sometimes we have the sense that the Lord only gives us what we need. But he's like, I want you to prosper. I want to prosper your work. I want to take care of you. I'm a loving father. I'm not just going to give you bread. I'm going to give you some jam and some peanut butter too. Right.
And just one other story I have to tell you about this. So the Lord's worked in my life like that. He's given me opportunities. He's, I always say I've had the best guardian angel in the world because he's always been there when I've really needed them. A lot. But one of the things I like to do as a hobby, and I've done it all my life, is I like to auto race. And so in 2016, I was in a real bad accident at a Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix in Pittsburgh. But before we get too involved in that. My wife, Mary Lou, and I, when we lived in Pittsburgh, she has a dear friend, Annie. And Annie had went to Magegoria. And Annie got me a special rosary. And the special rosary I wear in the zip pocket of my racing, my racing suit, along with a scapular that my wife had given me. So I always have that in there. So anyway, to make a long story short, I was at this race in Pittsburgh. We were in qualifying on Sunday morning. And I was going at the fastest part of the racetrack as fast as I could because we're in qualifying. And at the end of this fast straight, this is racing in the streets of Pittsburgh across the bridge, Panther Hollow Bridge, I lost the brakes to the car. They just completely went. There was nothing. So I'm going about 100 miles an hour across the bridge. I turn the car just enough so that it hits the Jersey barrier sideways. The car rolls up the Jersey barrier, flips over, it skids down the road about 100 yards with me underneath it, and I'm trapped in the car with against the Jersey barrier. So you can hear all the fluids going. You can hear the fuel ticking away, stuff like that. I was able to turn the ignition off. And I'm just sitting there waiting for it to blow up, literally. I'm hanging upside down in this car. And my heart is racing, and I'm starting to pant, and I'm going, wait a minute. And I just had this calm come over me. And God just said to me, he goes, calm down. Just calm down. Because I'm a little bit claustrophobic. And so, anyway, I calm myself down, and I'm hanging there upside down, and I just said, okay, I'll just wait. So a young man comes over to the car. I can't see him because I'm blocked in. He goes, sir, are you alive? Or I think he said, are you dead? And I said, no, I'm fine. Can you get me out of here, please? And so I could just kind of feel, you know, God's angels coming down and kind of protecting me there. And about 10 or 15 minutes later, they lifted the car up and I released my belt and I was able to get out from underneath the car. But it's just amazing to me that God would choose the brakes to fail at that point, because this is a spectator race and there's about 40 or 50,000 people there and they're all along the way. And it was at the fastest part, but it was the part where I could control and I could get myself in a position where I would be saved. And my life was saved because of God's grace that day. I went to the emergency room for a few hours and I was fine. I had a couple striated muscles and things like that, but I drove home that day from Pittsburgh to Georgia after the race. But I wanted to say that the reason that happened is because of Annie's Magegoria rosary, you know, and the fact that we had that, and, you know, God's grace was there protecting me. And it's a stupid thing that happened, but a switch, a little inline switch in the brake line is what failed. When I built the car, I put the wrong switch in. I put a oil pressure switch in instead of a brake switch. So anyway, that's just a little bit, but I'm just trying to say, you know, there's a situation there again where God came into my life and saved me, and I'm here today for it. I still enjoy auto racing, and you know, I'm just very, very blessed that I was protected that way by him. So, give to the quest.
Yes, if you're joining us now, you're hearing the voice of Steve Sconson. My name is Steve Sponskowski, and also in studio, Matt Curry. And we're going to come to Matt here in just a quick minute, but the phones have quieted down a little bit. We need to heat those back up here. 470-508-1160 is the Lord Ben generous in your life. We need you to be generous in the life of the quest and help us continue this work. We want to continue to talk about the great things the Lord is doing in our lives. So help us doing this by giving online at thequestatlanta.com or giving on the mobile app, or you can call 470-508-1160. I'm just going to check something out here, folks. We have a $3,000 goal this hour and we've raised $2,350. So that means we need $650 to make our goal this hour. We're actually $605 short last hour. So maybe we could get a couple of $600 calls and we can make both hours. 470-508-1160. Let us know how the Lord has been generous in your life and give at thequestatlanta.com. Matt, you had a story you wanted to share.
Yeah, my story is not quite as exciting as being upside down in a Grand Prix car. It really goes back about 6 years ago during Lent. You know, we've always been asked to give something up, and I've always thought, no, I think I'm going to add something to my Lenten sacrifice. And so I decided to put food in the St. Vincent de Paul box for a family of four. That seemed like a good thing to do during Lent. So I go out. I go to Adoration on Wednesday, head out to my local Publix afterwards, try to shop the BOGOs because that doubles the gift, and I put food in the St. Vincent de Paul box for a family of four. Well, that was 6 years ago. I think I'm coming up on 300 weeks now of doing that because I realized I've been blessed to be able to give. In fact, I was just telling the guys here in studio that I have this little book called 365 Days of Inspiration. And one of the little inspiring quips is, I have never met an unhappy giver. So if you're giving from the right spot, it's a joyful thing. So I truly enjoy going out and buying food for somebody that I'll never know. And I put it in the box and I leave there joyous because I know I'm doing good and I'm sharing the gifts that I've been given by God. Well, you can do the same exact thing right now. Pick up your phone, dial 470-508-1160. Give them $10 a month, every month of the year, because the monthly donors are the ones that truly help us budget. Or you can give $1 a day, which would be $30 a month, $360 a year, if you have the means and you think what we're doing here on the Quest AM 1160 Atlanta Catholic Radio is worthwhile, please be generous because, as I mentioned, I have never met an unhappy giver.
And you can also give online at thequestatlanta.com. And I'm going to throw out that challenge again. Maybe you're saying, I did give, Steve. I gave yesterday. I gave today. If that was a one-time gift, I'm going to ask you to call back and make it a monthly gift. It doesn't have to be the same monthly gift. That's fine. You can give anything. But if you're not giving monthly, I want to ask you to consider giving monthly and really trust the Lord by saying, hey, I'm going to pledge for the next 12 months and trust that the Lord is going to take care of absolutely everything. 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Steve, you have a thought?
No, I just wish I'd like to hear the phones ring a little bit.
Yeah, they're down the hall.
So they're in the other room, so I don't get to hear the singing of the bells. But no, please do all you can to help this station continue to thrive and grow its programming because there is a tremendous need for it. There's a lot of people who can benefit from it, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that can contribute. So please call 470-508-1160. Or as they were saying, you can also donate online. So we'd like to hear from you and see if you can't help us continue to allow this radio station to thrive and grow.
TheQuestAtlanta.com is that website, or you can give on our mobile app. 470-508-1160. We got about 15 minutes left in the hour here, folks. We're just short $600 this hour and $600 last hour. So give us a shout here and help us make that goal, make that possible. I want to share with you guys, folks, a story too. You know, oftentimes my spiritual director has said to me, Steve, I want you to pray to the Lord from your desires, because the Lord does give us these desires in our hearts. And sometimes the desires in our life are the Lord trying to speak to us and share with us. And if you respond to the Lord, and I'm teaching my children, when you go to the Lord, don't say, well, dear Lord, I know. Okay, what does the Lord want me to ask for? He wants me to ask for holiness. He wants me to ask for, and I'm sure he does. But what is the Lord giving to you in your heart to ask for right now? And meet the Lord. Go there with the Lord and meet him there. And I just a little story myself about that, where if it's a funny thing that the Lord places desires in our hearts, and then if we respond, he gives us those gifts, he then asks us to respond. When I was a young boy, I fell in love with RVs. I told my dad when I was a kid, I want my first car to be a motorhome. And I think it was because I watched the movie Escape to Witch Mountain. You know, they were driving in this motorhome. And I thought, and at one point, my dad was, he was an appliance repairman. He was fixing some appliances in a motorhome, and it was at our place. I'm like, oh, I want a motorhome. Anyway, over the years, I kind of forgot about that. And I got working in Catholic radio. And as the network was growing from one station to two stations to four stations to five stations, it was ended up being like 14 hours across the network from Duluth, Minnesota, down to Rapid City, South Dakota, in order to work with these stations. And I had employees in all these locations. And my dad said, you need to buy a motorhome so you can don't have to stay in hotels. I said, well, okay. And I'd never driven a motorhome, but he had an older one. So funny thing, he helps me find this motorhome. I buy it. Never having driven one, it was kind of funny thing. I said, should I test drive this before I buy it? And I was like, probably. So I buy a 37-foot motorhome. And I used it all over the network at Real Presence Radio. That one kind of wore out, so I had to get a second one. And it was kind of funny. They were both gas motorhomes, but there was something. I always kind of wanted a diesel motorhome for some. You know, it was just kind of like, it's a little nicer. A year ago, just over a year ago, so I've been working at Real Presence Radio. 14 years, and we grew from one radio station to 28, and I used that. I kind of used my motorhomes for that. And then I felt the Lord saying, I want you to step out of the boat. You're pretty comfortable where you're at. I want you to step out of the boat and let the board know that you're going to do something different. And so I prayed with my wife, and she said, okay. And my wife, she's a very holy woman. She puts up with me and all of these things I'm trying to follow the Lord around with. And I told the board, and they said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. But I reached out to EWTN and said, are you looking for anybody to work with other radio stations? They said, absolutely, absolutely. I said, well, okay, let's do that. So for the last year, I've been doing this consulting work. But then I realized this, okay, now instead of being five states wide, it's nationwide.
Nationwide.
Right. And guess what? The Lord got me a 40-foot diesel RV.
All right.
And he got it for me. But right away, I could hear him say, but now you're going to use this. And so this, we are currently, my family are on an 8,000-mile journey. We were in San Diego 2 weeks ago, did a pledge drive there. We're here today. We're going to be in Charlotte, Raleigh, and in Iowa doing pledge drives with this RV. It's the kind of funny thing. I had this silly desire for an RV. I have an RV, but I get to do the Lord's work with that RV.
You get to do this exactly and how
so
it works.
The Lord works with those desires. So don't be afraid of the desires that the Lord puts in your heart. But do remember, he put them there. And he wants more from us than just, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something, but I'm going to show you what you can do with it. So, folks, listen to the Lord and meet him where those desires are at. And right now, I would desire that you call this phone number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. Just 10 minutes left in this hour, folks, and we do need two calls. Around that $600 level, or I could get four calls at a $300 level, or we do the math. You call in and help us continue this work. Matt, what do you think?
Oh, I think we need some more monthly donors. We've been talking about it a little bit, but when you are a completely listener supported station, and you only have two pledge drives a year, boy, it is really a blessing for the station itself to have monthly donors that they can count on. So if you can find it in your heart to part with $10, $25, $50 a month, put it on your credit card. They'll help you when you make the phone call. And the phone number is 470-508-1160. Again, 470-508-1160. I am a monthly donor. And if you're already a monthly donor, you can always kick it up a notch, which is I will make that pledge to everybody listening right now. I'm going to leave this hour and go to the back with the folks on the phones, and I'm going to enhance my monthly gift. So I'll put that challenge to all of our supporters out there. We appreciate you, and we can always use more. That's why we're in a pledge drive right now.
Well, and there's so much more work that the Quest can do. I can tell you, all the work being done at the Quest right now is by volunteers. Okay, we're debt-free as of now. As of November is our final payment, and Carol said we can make that payment, so we'll be debt-free. But all the work being done here is by volunteers, and I can tell you that's hard work. And really, the goal would be for the Quest to be able to have some employees. Okay, I think Dom, you're dumb, you're an employee, right? But we need employees who are doing this work. And as St. Paul tells us, the laborer is worth their wage, right? This work can be done, but it has to, we need to have people who are dedicated. If you really want the Quest to go to grow, if you want people to know about your station, you have to have people working in marketing. You have to have people out there building relationships. And volunteers are awesome, but volunteers have other things going on in their lives. And a lot of volunteers retire. A lot of volunteers move away. So we really want this mission to grow. And so at some point, we're going to need to get employees. So just making, just barely making the bills is not enough. It's not good enough. I'll ask you this question. How many of us can say to ourselves, I'm actually tithing 10%? You want to go from your gross income or your adjusted gross income? I don't care. You pick the number. Mm-hmm. How many of us are tithing 10%? If all Catholics tithed even 2%, they've done studies. If all Catholics tithed 2%, all of the Catholic apostolates would have more than enough money to do their work. Folks, we can do better. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com.
Yeah, we'd really like to hear from you. So please make your contribution calls now before the hour's up. We'd like to hit our goal.
Absolutely. We got a call here from Celso and Jackie. Thank you so much for your gift and giving us a call at that number, 470-508-1160, or giving online thequestatlanta.com. I'll give you a little update, folks. We are at, all right, so almost the same number, $2,395 last hour and $2,400 this hour. So we are really, we're eking up towards the to the top, but we only have 6 minutes left in this hour.
6 minutes. We need $100 a minute.
We need $100 a minute.
All right.
Folk. All right. So
start dialing, please.
470-508-1160. That won't even take you a minute. 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. We need $100 a minute, and we will make our goal this hour. If we had $200 a minute, we'd make both hours for the 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock hour, and we only have 1 hour left this today for this pledge drive, and we have to step away. We'll have 1 day left tomorrow to continue this work. Help us continue it.
Right, and you know, what you're supporting is you're supporting all the volunteers and their mission and their calling to help provide, you know, Catholic radio to you and programming that, you know, the Lord wants you to hear. So, you know, please pick up the phone, give us a call at 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com, or there's a new mobile app, which is pretty cool. So,
it is.
So please, 4 minutes and 30 seconds left.
That's right. We're going to do the countdown. And you know, those volunteers who are here, they're volunteering their time, their talent, and their treasure. They're not only, they're doing all three of them. And sometimes they say, well, I'll give you my time and my talent, my treasure. No, we got to do all three, time, talent, and treasure. 470-508-1160. I don't know. I'm not seeing notes here from the Knights of Columbus. Matt, we're going to have to put that challenge out there again.
That was actually my thought, is if you're a knight, call into the Quest Atlanta, 1160 AM, and identify yourself as such, because we always deliver. The Knights always deliver, and I know we can get not only to our goal, but blow past it. So representing your council, we're 13204 at St. Bridget, but I know that there are Knights everywhere that would support Catholic radio, and we would really appreciate your effort. So call 470-508-1160. Again, 470-508-1160. And let us know that it's your council that's delivering for the Quest. And of course, online, you can go to thequestatlanta.com. And as Stephen mentioned, the app is fabulous. You can listen on your cell phone, or you can listen on your home phone, and or you can actually enable Alexa, and she'll play the Quest for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have to wait till tomorrow or the next hour to contribute. You can do it now. So if you can, you know, pick up that phone and give us a call, we'd really appreciate your support. And all the volunteers here would really appreciate the support. And the next couple hours, I'm sure, are going to be filled with other more great stories. I think Father Bird's going to be on next with Father Peak,
yes,
if I remember correctly. And yeah, so there's some great programming coming up. And you know, if they get on, they're going to be they're going to be asking you to make sure you dig deep.
That's right, because we have to restart the we have to reset the clock the clock next hour, and they're going to come back and say, "Wait, we got to make up for last hour." Mm-hmm. We don't want to make them do that, so we can make this hour, right, Dom? So Dom is our producer. He's in studio. Dom Villano.
Yes, that's right.
And you've been here all day yesterday and all today. What are some highlights that you're things that you're hearing on the air right now?
Highlights. Days? Let's see. I mean, it can be like an unexpected highlight where I left out a little track a couple hours ago.
It can be anything you want.
Nobody. I don't think anybody noticed though, so that's fine.
No one notices your mistakes, Dom. That's how it works in Catholic radio.
And I don't think I mentioned this. Are we still doing the mug and the artwork?
Absolutely.
I haven't mentioned that in a while.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I can just mention that. So if you make the monthly pledge today, and so in the next 2 minutes, if we're on a timer here, you will receive a Quest mug. It is nice and red, and it has a logo on it. And also you will be entered for a chance to win a very nice artwork piece called The Presentation of the Lamb by Sally Kazin. And it is it's pretty sizable. You can probably fit it in, you know, your living room if you can fit it in there. But
it's going to be six. Well, the one she's going to do is like 16 by 20, I think. Size,
really?
Right? Yeah, the one out front is huge.
Larger, yeah.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. 16 by 20 inches is the gift that you'll receive.
Right.
Yep.
So, with that in mind, please call in today at 470-508-1160. Please, this is the theme: Saints, Heroes for All Time. So please be as generous as the saints were.
That's right, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. Steve Conson, thank you for being here with us this hour. Oh,
it's been a pleasure.
It's been great
Thanks,
fun.
Steve.
Yeah, and Matt, thank you for being here also.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
Folks, thank you for your call at 470-508-1160, or thank you also for giving online at thequestatlanta.com. We do have to step away in 30 seconds, but your calls are still very welcome. Johanna, thank you for giving a gift online, and thank you, phone callers. I heard the phone ring a couple of times. We're going to get really close, folks. We are so close to reaching our goal this hour. We're down to $375. $375 this hour. And again, still that $600 last hour. Can you help us get to that goal? 470-508-1160 or give online thequestatlanta.com. You are listening to AM 1160 WCFO East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.